The Flores Settlement Agreement is almost 20 years old, and immigration authorities are bound by it. Ranjana Natarajan leads UT Law School's Civil Rights Clinic. This week, she and other attorneys filed a motion in federal court against immigrant detention centers in Texas. One thing they argue is that, per Flores, keeping children in lockdown amounts to inhumane treatment.
These are children who have never done anything wrong, and they don't pose a danger to anyone.
Flores also says facilities where children are detained need to be licensed. There are two large family detention centers in Texas, one in Carnes City and one in Dilley. Both are run by private prison companies, not licensed by the state. Sara Beltran and her 8-year-old daughter were detained in Carnes.
I wrote a letter to the authorities in Carnes asking them to take a look at my child.
Beltran's daughter has brain cancer, and Beltran feared without treatment her child's life was in danger. Carnes officials said the doctor and staff would take care of her.
I was afraid because my girl needed a specialist.
Beltran's attorney secured her and her daughter's release due to the severity of the cancer. That's one thing Natarajan wants to highlight, that a licensed facility would have been better equipped to care for Beltran's child. Natarajan hopes this week's motion will find detention facilities in Texas in violation of the Flores Settlement Agreement and force its implementation. Joy Diaz, KUT News.